From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced Wednesday the Paris Agreement on climate change will legally come into force on November 4th. The agreement is aimed at cutting greenhouse gas emissions, which scientists say are responsible for global warming. U.S. President Barack Obama hailed the announcement.
So this gives us the best possible shot to save the one planet we've got. And today, I'm a little more confident that we can get the job done.
Canada, Nepal, and seven European Union countries ratified the pact Wednesday, bringing the total number of governments that have approved it to 62. Portugal's former Prime Minister, António Guterres, has unofficially been selected as the next UN Secretary General. He is expected to be officially given the job soon, perhaps tomorrow. Hurricane Matthew headed toward the Bahama Islands Wednesday after inflicting destruction on Haiti and Cuba. A U.S. Navy official says the United States is sending 9 military helicopters in response to a Haitian government request for help. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said Matthew would be felt along parts of the U.S. Atlantic coast at least through Thursday. These Florida residents are bracing for the storm.
What I worry about most is my boat's docked right there, and there's 30 other boats tied in behind me.
Haiti got hammered. The Bahamas is going to get hammered. And, you know, this whole east coast of Florida, all the way up, you know, this is a crazy one.
Matthew weakened slightly after crossing Haiti and Cuba, but still is described as an extremely dangerous storm. Syria's army says it will reduce airstrikes and shelling on the rebel-held areas of Aleppo. That announcement Wednesday says the action is being taken on humanitarian grounds. This is VOA News. Russia has suspended a 3-year-old cooperation agreement with the United States on nuclear and energy-related research. The Russian action Wednesday is the latest indication of a deteriorating relationship between the two countries. The U.S. Department of Justice says a National Security Agency contractor has been arrested and is being investigated for taking highly classified information. The suspect, 51-year-old Harold Thomas Martin III of Glen Burnie, Maryland, was arrested in late August. The New York Times newspaper reported the contractor is suspected of stealing sensitive NSA source code meant to break into the computer systems of foreign governments, such as Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. It says he worked for the consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. Attention quickly shifted today back to the main contenders in the U.S. presidential campaign after yesterday's debate between the two vice presidential candidates. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump face each other in their second debate of the campaign on Sunday. The international community pledged $15.2 billion for Afghanistan's development on Tuesday for the coming 4 years. Marta Vandervolf reports.
The international community renewed its financial support to help realize the nation's development goals. With a pledge of more than $15 billion, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says the money is an investment in Afghanistan's future.
Today, it's the promise to the people, to the poor, to the youth, to the women, to the excluded, that they will have a lease on life.
Despite making improvements in providing access to healthcare, girls' education enrollment, and poverty reduction, Afghanistan remains aid-dependent and is struggling to deal with conflict and corruption. Marta van der Wolf, Brussels.
The Nobel jury awarded three scientists, Jean-Pierre Sauvage of France, James Frazer Stoddard of the United States, and Bernard Feringa of the Netherlands, with its Nobel Prize in Chemistry. The trio are getting the prize for their work in developing molecular machines. Those machines are 1,000 times thinner than a strand of hair and have parts that move when energy is added. Protests have prompted some lawmakers in Poland to reverse their positions and vote against a proposal to completely ban abortions. The decision appeared to doom an effort to add further limits to what is already one of Europe's strongest abortion laws. Belgian prosecutors said two police officers were stabbed in Brussels Wednesday in a case being treated as a possible terrorist attack. Police said the plainclothes officers did not suffer life-threatening injuries. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.